A bigger fish. It says a McCarty jelly donut.
Jelly?
Jelly donuts.
Why? You know why? Everyone's harassing my wife. My wife made two different sets of donuts. The on Yontif and Chanukah.
Neither one was just
caramel. No. One was glazed and one was cinnamon sugar. Everyone's harassing me. Where's the jelly? So my wife says, why do I need jelly? All he needs are donuts that are fried in oil. So what's the reason? I'm going to bring the color over.
So Rav Shabazaman says the shame of God away. That the Chashmonaim, it has to be a Gemara on Nun Beis and Gezen of the Zohar, which we have to be learning on Chanukah. Yeah? Anyways. That the Chashmonaim, when they took back over the Beis HaMikdash, so the only Kalim that they couldn't be Matar was in this Beis.
Right.
Because in order to be Matar, you have to break it up.
Can't be part of that,
right? And once it's broken, then it's no longer Sholem, and you can't use metal on it. So Mamela, they couldn't do anything with the Mizbeach. So in Alamichya, you say Al Mizbechecha. And you don't say that in Birchas HaMazon. So therefore, you should eat something that requires an Alamichya, and then you at least say Al Mizbechecha.
Oh, on Chanukah, you mean? Because
on Chanukah. Okay. Yeah. Right. What about the jelly part?
So you only put me some Mizonos, so that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. So what about the jelly part? So because the Gemara, the Mishnah and Sota says that once the Beis HaMikdash was Nechrav, the Tam of Peres was lost.
Okay.
And they bring Rais that it's really referring to the Mizbeach. Once the Mizbeach, the Tam of Peres is telling you in the Mizbeach. And really, Alamichya was really Nigzar for Paris. Right? Meaning, why do you make a Mizainus? Because it's May Paris, it's not water. There'd be water in it. The Kitzar Maisa, that's why the Paris part. That's why the.
That's weak.
I'm not saying it's not. It's from the Zalman said it. That's why I'm telling it to you.
He's my great great cousin or something, uncle. I don't know.
Just really. Let you know that Mr. Mikovic ruined everything. And told my wife that the shiurim are available online, and we are now being spied on.
My wife knows all about it already. She found me looking at it or something. Every time I come home, it'll be next Monday, my wife will come over to me and she's like, you have to be quiet. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, you really talk to me? What are you talking about? I was like, I hear you too much.
Anyways, tonight's subject is extremely important.
So last week you didn't notice anything?
Yeah, well we did. We finished off Chafifa. We did braces, both teeth.
Okay, braces have to come off.
Yes, I heard about that.
That's a big chumra. That's a chumra.
Remember that?
Yeah, David.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Zmana Chafifa, something that is... That is...
What are we doing when we finish? Because it looks like we're almost done.
Yeah, we skipped a lot. We didn't do Vestas.
I know. We are doing that.
I don't know. It's up to you. Whatever.
Why
you
was that this far? It's a program.
I had a request.
It's unbeatable. Your father said you can beat it.
Yeah, but
I guess all you have to do is Google it, and you can get the program.
Well, no. Yeah. I have a request.
Vestas.com.
There's a link on RabbiStein.com to the Vestas program.
Really?
Because I had a few requests. So. Yeah, there's a link on.
Okay.
You read
a disclaimer that there's no achray is taken for.
Should I? I said this is the program mentioned in the shiur.
Nice.
It is.
Did you upload the CD?
Sure
from his what?
Have you ever been on the website?
Yeah, I've been on the website. Why did I pay for them?
You got a pre. What do you call it? Pre-order. What do they call it?
You should hang up a sign because we don't sell the CDs anymore. People won't know that. It's, isn't it a few weeks?
Yeah.
Once a few weeks.
But why not make money?
Well, okay, so
do you have giving showroom or what are we going to do?
Why don't we do showroom right here all year round?
Doing
what? This is showroom? I never did a formal showroom class. I don't know, behavior.
Go to the east side, you know what you want.
Let's make showroom then.
So
I don't know,
at least behavior
stuff. I don't know, last year I was there for a month. Next showroom in Lower East Side. Yeah.
Who needed more, the men or the women, right?
Okay, Zmana Chafifa, it's something that there's a lot of confusion with when exactly the Chafifa has to be done. Right? And it's important too. So just to get the background of it, once you get the background, then you can really understand where the dinu come from. Yeah, hey. So Nechluv HaPoyzkim is Zman Chafifa. And Machloik is HaPoyzkim, when is the best time to do the Chafifa?
Shacht.
Is that Machloik, huh? Yeah. Yes, I remember Shemotah Shetiyah Chafifa Beyom. There are those that say that the chafifa should be heila. That the chafifa should be during the day. Mishum shim tochav b'layla, she's going to do the chafifa at night. Choshishim shemeh mitav shim meheret l'tfilah. So since she's going quickly, she's hurrying up because she wants to get the tefillah over with. Ulay l'tochav k'roy, perhaps she will not do a proper chafifa. Sounds pretty.
Probably. Well, sounds real.
Sounds like
real.
What about in the winter? What about when the night is long? So
what? She still wants to get the whole deal over with. No?
And the husband's not coming home from work till.
I don't. Is it so much? Is it a din in the husband, or is it a din even? Even I think she still wants to get it over with. What about the day she also wants to get it over with?
Mm-hmm. Can't go to the mikvah during the day.
You can't go to the mikvah. You're waiting anyway, so you're going to do it properly.
Do what properly? Means
you're going to do the chavivah properly anyways, because you can brush all you want. You can't go, right?
But that's why you can do the chavivah during the day.
That's why doing the chavivah during the day rectifies this problem.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right? The yeshayim rim shemutah shetiyah chavivah b'layla k'desh shetiyah samach l'tfilah. Doing the chafifa at night is better because it's closer to the tefillah, less of a chashash and chatzitza coming on it. Also a valid point. So there you go. V'lochein lachzish yidei shneihem nagu shetaschil lachav mibayi yom. So she should do the chafifa starting during the day. V'sekes b'chafifa ad shetechshach, and then she should be Isaac in it until it gets dark. V'az titvo, and then she should do the tefillah. That's the most
ideal.
That's the most ideal way of doing it. Right. So start about half hour before Shkia, 15-20 minutes before Shkia. Oh, that's not really lively, you say?
Well, I'm asking, so what's the...
Well, it says Acha Tesha.
That's what it sounds like. But either way, it takes them that long. 42, right? 42, 15, this is an hour. It takes an hour.
Yeah, we're supposed to... Well, we'll get to that. What exactly the Shkia is.
And how... Is it... Did you ever take the chafifa at this time and then go to the mikvah until 11 o'clock at night?
You mean you're going to wait anyways? Mm-hmm.
Does it make a difference? Or
so you can't get an early appointment?
Whatever it is.
Right. Is it better to...
Either way? Or is it better to do it before?
Well, let's see the whole thing. But yeah, basically we'll come out that that's what it would be. Yud Aleph. Yeah, Mekar Din Zeh Hu Mesugis HaGemara. I don't know why in this one point he decides to go through from the Gemara. Shalach Rabin Be'igrasa, he sent in a letter. Isha, Laisachuf Be'erev Shabbos, Titlo Ma'atzi Shabbos. So a woman should not do Chafifa on Erev Shabbos, and Be'toyvel Ma'atzi Shabbos. B'tam Alatzucha, Hei Chafefes Be'yem, B'tuvelas B'layla. And it's a wonder, it's a question on you. How can a woman do Chafifa during the day, and B'tuvelas B'layla? You need the chafifa to be close to the tefillah, and you don't have that. The hilchasa isha chafefas b'yom v'tevelas b'layla, and the halacha is that a woman could do chafifa during the day and can be tevel at night. The hilchasa isha loisachav ela b'layla, and the halacha is that a woman shouldn't do chafifa only at night. Kasha hilchasa, right? Tastira. Like kasha hoda efshar hoda lay efshar. One is where it's possible, one is where it's not possible. If it's possible, then, you have possibilities either way. Right? One second, let's see. Adkan v'nechlu v'shanim v'pirusha. Machloikis v'shanim, how to understand what this means, right? So we have layers of machloikis here. Das Rashi delaylam hecha de'esher chefefes b'yayim v'tevelas b'layla. Where she's able to, she does the chafifa during the day and she's tovel at night. Because if she does it at night, then we're going to be chashish that she's going to be in a rush, so therefore she's not going to do a proper chafifa. And if she can't do the chafifa of the yom, where obviously she can't do the chafifa that day, then she should do the chafifa at night. Right? So Das Rashi is that she should do the chafifa during the day, where she can't, like Shabbos, then she should do the whole chafifa at night. Okay, that's important for a woman that has to go to the mikvah Matzah Shabbos. Right? She does Rashi is that she should do the chafifa Matzah Shabbos. Right? V'chein Das Har Zeruah, Harikeach, V'yireim, Drisha's shita that Rashi only meant to do it at the end of the day, not in the beginning of the day, like in the morning. Right?
Yeah.
So that's the first shita. But that's a she'iltis. Where it's possible, she shouldn't do the chafifa only in the lel tefila. And she should not make distant the chafifa from the tefila at all. She should try and do the chafifa as late as possible, as close to the tefila as possible. And if she can't, she has to go to mikvah Friday night. So now she can't do the chafifa Friday night. So if I'm going to be able to lie, so then she should do the chafifa during the day and be tovel at night. Thank God to Basogas Arazal Arivid. Yeah, brings a whole bunch of other Rishonim to hold like that. That's it, right? Yeah. Okay, so that's what a machlokes Rishonim is based on. Right? So therefore, we do a shara. They would do part during the day, part at night, and then we yell to everybody.
And what happens if a woman has to go to work or something and she didn't get out of work?
Okay, so let's get to it. Yeah? You base the next footnote, Shulchan Aruch, and Mashakos of Achetesh, Lakenu Lashon Arosh, Tur v'Shulchan Aruch. Bayim b'chok mazad, Mashakos of the Tasek b'chafifa gam mishetesh. Right, he says gam instead of ad. So that the chafifa should be during the day and at night. Chayin kaz b'shut b'shloim the roi dinna kimavur b'tur b'shulchan aruch u'haskal ha'chafifa mi'v'oid yoyim v'gam mishetech shach ayin shom v'ayin b'shari toyer v'ayin b'bach shabir the minik ha'kosher is l'haskal mi'v'oid yoyim. She should start when it's still day. V'loch of ad shetech shach adif ach l'das ha'shiltis. That's the best way to do it, even according to the shiltis, who holds that the whole thing should be done at night. That's better than doing the entire chafifa and the tefillah at night. Because the ma'aser there is a chashash that she's going to hurry up. She's going to try and hurry up home. Okay, so that's the most lechatchila digatani. She starts during the day and finishes up at night. Now lechayra, if she doesn't have time to do it before shkia,
which part?
So let's say she should do part of it, let's say 3 o'clock, and then do the rest at 8 o'clock.
No matter what, she should finish before she finds the mikvah, save some for before the mikvah. I guess she can do the chafifa now, but keep the mikvah till later.
Right. So we'll get into that. But the chayra, if she won't have the time around shkia time, let's say shkia time is supper time, so she's not going to have time to do it. So she should try to do part during the day and then leave part for later at night. Chayda. Right? Okay, let's see. B'shas ha'tchak. So what about shas ha'tchak? She'ena yichad alachav ela b'yom. She can only do the chafifa during the day. How's that? K'gan she'alechas b'derech v'lo yiyo l'mayim chayim b'layla. She's traveling. She won't have any hot water at night. Aishar aynes. Or any other aynes. Meaning it needs explanation. Why would a woman be an oinus that she can't do chafifa at night? I mean, Friday night is your basic case. But other than that, right, bismanenu, why shouldn't a woman have time to do the chafifa at some point?
If it's closing.
Well, that's a different... If it's closing...
I'm saying it's going to be closed. They close at 10 o'clock, let's say, and she knows she's not getting home until 9:45, you know? Whatever it is.
Traveling.
What do
you mean?
Could be
work. Well, he's traveling because he just means that she won't have hot water. The chayra, in this case, she's being tugged in a pond or a lake or something. Right? Ashara, I'm going to say, Yichal lochet b'yom, she's able to do the chafifa during the day. But she should be careful that she shouldn't come to touch anything that's going to be chaitzitz, because obviously that's going to negate whatever work it is that she did. You should wash immediately afterwards to get rid of them. And then at night,
you can do it whether she touched anything,
regardless, she has to, at night, before the tefillah, then she needs to be ma'ayin, right? And she has to check her entire body. And also she should try and wash again in the mikvah. The tisrak is sarasev and mizrak, and she should come in here too. Right? So she should do some basics before she goes in the mikvah. Yeah? But I don't think that would be ma'akev. See, we said before that if she doesn't do a chafifa, it's ma'akev. If she did it during the day and she didn't do these things before, and I don't think that would be ma'akev.
Well, how far away during the day? Morning?
Yeah,
what about the day before? I've noticed one thing that hasn't been mentioned yet. Maybe I missed it. Mikvah lady?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get to that. Yes.
Is there like Chavari Kamas first or Kuru Mikvah first?
I didn't know Hanukkah candles take such a long time that it could be marked as a mikvah.
Probably, is there such a thing with the mikvah?
Is it a head?
It's a rebbish. It's a rebbish.
She touches the oil.
Looks like an animal.
No, just in general, is there an Indian of tadir by mikvah?
Is there an Indian of tadir by mikvah? Could very well be that the Hanukkah is the more tadir than the mikvah.
Why?
Eight nights a year. I know a lot of women are not going 8 nights a year to the mikvah. I don't know if you could judge Tadir by years either. No, that's the side point. I mean, L'chara mikvah is more Tadir. Tadir is only when you have two things that you have to do with the same. Your wife doesn't have to be there for the Hadlokas Neiris. Uh-huh. Right.
Well, some wives need to be there for Hadlokas Neiris.
That's all very nice, but can we say anything now? We got to.
I have to go to Hanukkah party in Brooklyn on Thursday night, and I met my uncle who's Rebbe and Mir in Brooklyn. Yeah. I asked him, I said, he went back, he was in Lakewood. I asked him, I said, he went back already and lit and come back? He said, no. So what do you mean? He said, my wife lit for me.
What?
You said you
knew last time. I never said I would do it.
That's the probably when somebody comes home from work, the ikar din would be that the wife should like the.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
That is not.
The wife asked me if she could eat before.
I don't see why the two should be marked. So b'shas hadchag.
No, it makes sense, this question, because of the timing. If she has the first appointment to the night,
right. She's
busy doing a chafi, so
maybe she's like 15 minutes after Shkia. Right. I mean, she's doing the chafi for that.
Right, she's doing it. She's already
So you could light, and when she comes back from the mikvah, sing Hanei Salal. It's compromised.
Yeah, you can wait till later. More romantic.
She comes back, she can sing Hanei Salal.
Right.
aren't there stories? I can never remember the names of the gedolim who waited for their wives.
Sure, no, of course you should. No, we're talking about the opposite. I don't know, to wait for the wife, Fat Shalom Bayis.
Right.
But here, the man usually is more practical. So if the man's at work, he's not coming back till 11 o'clock. He's not coming back till 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I care. Women. A lot of women take pride in that they're not practical. Anyways, we're not going there.
Listening.
We're not going there. Anyways,
the crowd listening.
I told you Tuesday I could come.
So here we are.
I totally forgot.
I texted you, not probably today is Tuesday.
I know. You didn't. Here's what you say. You just take one?
No more talking.
I have to learn.
Anyway.
You going?
For the man.
What?
To miss Hadlokas Nehru, he's not going to be as sad as the woman. I would think. I mean, you know that Halakha says, you're coming up 11 o'clock at night, you know that Halakha says better to die than light at 5:15. Mm-hmm. So that's it. You have your wife line and finish.
A woman may not want to light with her husband.
The
question is, mikvah first or
which is
Sabbath or Mechaneh?
I said Exodus or Mechaneh the whole day.
Okay, come on. You bring a new perspective.
Come on. Isn't there Mayav at 8:45?
No, 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Which one first?
What do you mean? I would think about Lucas Nairus. I don't see why. I mean, it takes 1 minute. What's her phone?
Means taking a later appointment. Let's say she doesn't have a bathtub and she wants to take a bath at the
mikvah.
She's going to be there for an hour before.
No, I would say doing the tapitah should be.
So then she should
not put Lucas Nairus
until she comes home from
mikvah. In that case. But that's.
No, she knows what it is, but it's
so
complicated.
Because the reason why I would say that is because the chafifa, doing the chafifa, the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, should take precedent, is manazeh, where the Ramah says you can light candles on earth.
Right.
Now, can you do chafifa during Hanukkah?
Once the candles have been lit, that's not considered
work
for the woman, is it?
So what happens
on your menag?
He left.
He's
not supposed to have that. Whatever.
Hey,
I want to know if he was considered malacha for women during the
Hanukkah. Depends on your minhag, no?
That's the next question. Is this supposed to be like the...
That's the tolerant and hugging what it means.
Sorry.
So let him do the sitting in the bath part.
So does...
After that look.
So she should follow the minhag of her... husband?
Lucas Nehru in the bathroom. What?
Mother-in-law or your mother? Her mother or her mother-in-law? Which minhag does she follow?
In general.
Or is not doing malacha after Lucas Nehru?
I don't know.
My mother-in-law does not do malacha after what my mother does. No problem.
That's your decision. My wife, they light candles from when they're 12. Look how bad.
I didn't know you
drink
Shabbos.
Really?
Not me. My wife's
family.
It happens to be the Chabad, they don't learn Mishnah Berurah. So it can't.
The kids go after the mother by religion, no?
What?
Yeah. Anyways, B'shas HaTzchak. B'shas HaTzchak. Oh, we just did that, right? Did we just read all that? Yeah, Bob. Zion. What?
You
don't
have any Menachem Mendels in the family, do you?
Yes, of course. Chalos Chaim Solomon was Menachem Mendel.
I never knew the Menachem.
Menachem Mendel, yes. Remendel Zach's name was.
I really don't know this was Mendel.
Yeah. Shnei Zalman? Yes. No, Shnei Zalman. No. Yeah. Im Yechad Allah B'Yoyim Kaidam Atfila. So let's say she's not able to do the Chafifa during the day. Yechad Allah says the Chafifa B'Layla, then she can do the Chafifa at night. Since we are chashish, she's going to do it too quick. Therefore, she needs to do the chafifa for an entire hour. She says, "Do my computer."
I'm taking this with me. I have to go to the airport.
You're taking it with you.
I'll
you better be careful. Yeah.
You want me to drop it off tonight or tomorrow?
I don't know. What
time are you in the shiur tomorrow?
Huh?
What time are you here?
Do I know what time I'm going to be here? 5.
Is that a challenge?
No, you lost that challenge before you even started.
I missed the mustard.
They call Mokum Kimchi Yesh Lashay Shahid Tamar. Hello, top of Kiroi.
I didn't have
a chavrusa. I found your chavrusa. I have a chavrusa for you.
That was quick.
6 o'clock. Jeremy.
It feels very different.
Jeremy, yeah.
6 till 1. I was doing 4 to 6.
Really? Okay, so let's start slow.
No, 5 to 7.
5 to 7,
4 is a different ballpark. 5 is one thing. 4 o'clock is a whole
six,
different part. 6
o'clock, for 4:30, the shower.
6 to 7. 6 to 7.
Yeah.
Jeremy,
I started
being
at 4:15.
I don't know at this point.
Since we're afraid that she's gonna do the chafifa too quick, so therefore she should wait one whole hour. Because if you make her sit for an hour, then she's not going to rush because she knows she has to do it for an hour.
Ah, so this is only if she does it at night.
Right.
So if she does it during the day, then she doesn't have to
do a shal shleima.
There's no way guys can do this.
No chance. Never. Not the
thing. You sit in the bath for an hour?
They don't sit in the bath.
No, you don't have to sit in the bath for an hour.
Cutting your nails.
In the bath. Yeah. 2 seconds.
Brushing your teeth and all of that.
And flossing and all, yeah.
Brushing teeth.
And I don't know if guys did, you know, they would be huddling with each other. You know, oh, have a Claire, you know.
We definitely
after this, there's a piece of dry skin over here. And,
we would not have separate rooms and separate mikvahs and like one at a time. We would have to make appointments. Just come, you go, whatever. Hey, do a favor, I can't reach.
Okay. Anyways, Yudches. No, Yudches.
Keep talking.
You can tell
me there's no problem.
Takonos Maram Padua. Yeah, you see it, Yudches? Huwa Beshut Marshal Hu Beshach. Vayim Beshar Etoyah Shekosu Shir Diyavid. Hema Chavifu Haisa Pachas Misha Also La Tfila. Diyavid, if she did the Chavifu less than an hour, then it will work. Vim Yudas Pa'at Vashayena Tzvicha Shosh Shleima. And if she knows,
she never does an hour, even when she's doing it at the right time.
What?
She knows she doesn't need an hour. She always only takes 40 minutes. She knows.
I'm not supposed to be able to shoot the Ibris Moshe. Fine.
Is that what? It's okay, or it's not okay?
Yes, it's okay. Yeah, let's look at it. Skip down 2 lines. I mean, the Shach says an hour. So, she should try to do an hour.
If she proves that
let's say she's finished
it.
After half an hour.
She
has to hop back into the bath. I'm saying, what happens then?
Well, I thought
isn't
part of the bath is
1 hour.
No. This is
the
chafila required 1 hour.
Some dead skin.
What does that mean? An hour.
From beginning to end.
Including an hour.
They said that.
Yeah, 60 minutes.
Well,
you want to say Shotmani is coming?
No, suggested. So that's what it should take.
Suggested retail price? No.
Yeah.
Is this a Shulchan
Aruch for 1 hour?
Yeah, don't say Shulchan Aruch. Shach. As you're saying, around Padua. Shach.
It should take an hour. Take that.
3 o'clock
on. Yeah, it's
the timer.
And she should sit for
a while. You saw those timers with the Menorah timers?
I was selling
these Menorah timers.
What is it?
Those idiots that can't tell a half hour's time, so you put on a timer next to your.
Just to have a.
What's the difference? It doesn't matter if it lasts half an hour anyway.
That's another thing.
So I was wondering if they measure the oil for you.
Maybe.
To tell you that that's enough oil, that would burn half an hour, assuming that no.
I'd rather have a good. Because I saw that, and somebody asked me a question that last week.
Yeah.
So I put the two together.
You got it.
Halacha is. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah brings it from Arizal that after Tashra Shemitah, it's on the subject of it.
Right.
You shouldn't nurse the baby.
After Tashra Shemitah
brings it?
Should not. Mishnah Berurah brings it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Birth control?
Doesn't say why. It says you shouldn't nurse the baby within the Shear Mill after. I think it's a Shear Mill after Tashra Shemitah.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
How long is the shear mill?
So there's different shearing. What's the shear mill? That's the older mill. It's a timer. You right after it touches them, you hit the timer. And then when it rings, she knows she can rest the baby. Because the guy had asked me if we hold it, this Mishnah Berurah. So.
When would you hit it exactly? When's the end?
Come on, now that's at least practical, you know?
No.
Oh.
You just changed the seasonal question. Item to a...
That's a good question.
Good question.
That's discussed in Shulchan Aruch, by the way.
What?
Not Benegeya to this, Benegeya all
the time. Some of the same way you know when it starts.
Benegeya to a woman sees dam after Tashmish.
Right.
How close after Tashmish if she sees the dam is called after Tashmish. Like when is the Tashmish over?
It's an afternoon.
Whether you're going to be Matama her for life.
Three times.
Oh, what are those?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're not asking yourself.
So what's the answer?
The Pashtus is once it's a Zara, then it would be.
Even if he's Tzara?
Really? Yeah. Huh?
Even if the boss.
Even if he's. It's complicated exactly what the case would be. But, yeah. But meaning, the Ana could still be inside of him and it could count. Towards post Tashmish.
Right.
Anyways, if anybody wants to produce that, I don't know exactly where you would sell it. In the mikvah, I guess you'd sell it.
What else, bro?
Not together with my little horse. I don't want to.
It has to be for the women. It has to be at the mikvah because the men are sleeping.
Anyways.
That one was big.
When we come out, I'm keeping
that was big.
Did I just read that? Yes, we just read that. Okay, then the last two lines. In Zion, the end of Zion, the last two lines of Zion. Right, so that we appoint a woman to check out the women before they go. Shuv ain't chashash at tamar v'lasachet karoy. There's no longer a chashash that she's going to be tamar and she's not going to do chavivah karoy since there's a woman checking to make sure that there's no chatzitzas.
So it's like the police.
There's a police woman.
1 hour.
Right.
Do we even have to hold it at all?
That's coming from Reb Moshe. This din. Right. Okay, so that's basically what this man. He'll discuss soon what goes on if there's a tefillah Friday night, first night Yom Tov, second night Yom Tov, all that stuff. Yeah. Fine. Iyun aguf. We have time.
2 minutes.
Iyun aguf. After she chafifa, so after she does the chafifa, tzricha la'ayin begufa shelo yehi aleha shum davar chazitz. Meaning, now this is something else. She's got it. After she already scrubs, then she has to look over her body. She did a proper chafifa. Then ma'ilo, a chafifa makam ha'ir. Then the chafifa would be she got a 2-for-1 deal. She does a proper chafifa, then she doesn't have to be ma'ayin. But we go lahachmer.
Of course.
So
she needs to do mirrors and everything, check her back.
Well, now it's the mikvah lady, so then the mikvah lady doesn't.
Well, I don't know how it really works, but the mikvah lady just stares at the girl, the kohanai, she just makes sure there's nothing big. She goes over to the kohanai, make sure there's nothing big.
I don't think
she goes over there.
No, they check the mikvah lady too. The ikkar din that you need a woman there too.
Right.
But I feel like after she laughs, she coughs. What if they don't have color? Go for the rest. She ain't wearing a tita.
You need to do mirrors for the back, for your back. Seriously, you can't
see your back. That is what you call it. But she ain't have shares in the rest. That is the third thing. You didn't miss when she died. But obviously, the back, she's not going to be able to hit. But yeah, that's from what I understand. That's what the mukhlay is also. That's supposed to at least look at.
The
back. Alright.
Dennis.
I think it's going to be fine.